Venerable Atisha is saying, avoid places that disturb your mind. Okay, so now we understand why it's important to avoid disturbing mind. So, Venerable Geshe-la, in his teaching on this, he says that if we're in a situation, and sometimes, you know, habitually we find ourselves in situations, it may be where we go to work, for example, and we don't have a lot of choice. We can't avoid the workplace. Maybe we can think about changing our job and going somewhere else, but for the time being, I have to go into this office. And when I'm there, it's rowdy, it's noisy, there's a lot of banter, which is all not really very wholesome. Maybe there's people who, you know, I find it really difficult not to get irritated by these people, or the other people who, you know, I just find that I develop some kind of desire, uncontrolled desire, attachment comes in my mind, or, you know, I see there's a competitive situation with respect to results each month, and, you know, there are some people who every month come tops and they get the bonuses, and what happens is I get jealous. The envy comes in my mind. And so we can see how different delusions arise in the workplace, and maybe similarly in sports situations. Almost definitely, if we go for some rowdy entertainment of some sort, then definitely we're going to see these delusions arising. So what Venerable Geshe-la says is, if you find yourself in a situation where the mind can easily be disturbed, we can prevent the mind being disturbed by not going there. But we can also, up to a point, and we have to check our ability to do this, we can also prevent our mind from becoming disturbed by transforming that situation. So Geshe-la says, for example, if we sincerely practice patience, compassion, love, cherishing others, and so forth, if these are reflexes in our mind, why are they reflexes? Because I wasn't born with that. Why is my mind now able to naturally cherish someone, even though giving me a hard time? Why is my mind naturally able to be patient and calm, whereas before I used to get irritated? Only because I've been training in these minds in meditation. My Lam Rim meditation is helping me to be patient in difficult circumstances. My Lam Rim meditation is helping me to see through the superficial so-called enjoyment of daily life and see suffering living beings there and feel compassion for them. My training in Lam Rim meditation is helping me to love, to cherish other people. So here, Dharma love is not like what we normally call love, which is actually desirous attachment. Dharma love is just sincerely wishing for someone to be happy, cherishing, feeling them to be important, thinking that their happiness matters. Through training in our background meditation, our daily meditation, these minds, and therefore these reflexes, will increase. And we'll get to a point where that's our natural reaction. This is, Geshe-la says, this is the Kadampa way of life. So that when you're in a disturbing situation, your natural reaction is not to go along with it, but to transform it. If somebody says something offensive to you, not to get into a retaliatory situation, but just to practice patience and happily accept, so that your mind stays peaceful. And you can apply that to any one of the dangerous delusions that might arise strongly at work or wherever, in any place, any situation. So you can say, in that, if you're able to do that, then we're saying, are we avoiding places that disturb our mind? Yes, because this place doesn't disturb my mind anymore. I have inner protection. This is Dharma. You know, Dharma means protection. Sanskrit word, it means protection. I have inner protection. What is that inner protection? You know, it doesn't matter what life throws at me. I can stay calm. I can stay peaceful. Even some really angry person coming at me, or some jealous person, or what have you. I stay peaceful because of my Lam Rim realizations, my Lam Rim experiences. Keep my mind peaceful. This, I can't think of a more precious mind or set of minds than minds such as compassion or love or compassion or patience that enable us to transform situations that otherwise would disturb our mind, to transform that into a situation where, you know, not just we stay peaceful, but if we practice Kadam Lam Rim, like Geshe-la says, Kadampas look for situations like that. They're happy. Okay, now I can train. Now I can practice. You know, sitting in meditation, I don't get that many challenges. I mean, I get some noise maybe from outside or from next door and this, that and the other. But I don't get people shouting at me. I don't get people ripping me off and this, that and the other. So, do I have any real test of my inner realization? I'm going to look at this a bit later on. How to test whether we're making genuine progress with our Dharma practice. Nothing better than an unruly situation from a Kadampa outside to train. I use this example a lot because it works for me. If you're training to become a goalkeeper in soccer or football, and the trainer runs up, kicks the ball directly at you, you collect it, roll it back, and he keeps doing that. Is he training you? No, he's not. Or if he just leaves the ball there, doesn't do anything, is he training you? No. But if he comes up and then he's like, aggressive, you know, trick kick, da 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 da, then he's training you. The more he tries to defeat you, the more you are trained. We can look at life like that. We can look at life as challenges, positive challenges. Through this, I can train. I remember a long time ago, I trained as a regular school teacher, believe it or not, an RE teacher. And my first teacher training, they gave me this like bunch of six-year-old kids who were like, I swear they were angels. No challenges. We just had the best time. And I said to my supervisor, could I have something a bit tougher next time? Because I don't know that I'm cut out to be teaching at all. Sure, who's going to get a class like that every time? So they put me, this is in Sheffield, right down the other end of town with the roughest bunch of kids I've ever met. And they overwhelmed me. I mean, I was like totally out of my depth. And, you know, it really was a test. It really was training. In being a teacher, to get those kids to sit down, never mind listen, never mind write something. So we can see that any kind of training, you need to keep upping the ante anyway, so that you become more and more trained because the situation you're dealing with is more challenging. So if we have that attitude, then of course, and we have the methods, is Lam Rim, and also we say Lojong, which means training the mind. If we use these meditations, we can definitely use these to transform these difficult situations so that not only do we stay calm in these challenging situations, but actually we improve our realization, our patience increases, our kindness increases, our love increases. So this is great. How wonderful. So this is, if we can do this, if we can carry our Lam Rim and our Lojong out of meditation and gradually those minds grow and become stronger, apply them in our daily life, definitely we're going to start transforming our life and we're going to find that less and less can disturb our mind. So then it's almost like we have an immunity. It doesn't matter how rowdy a situation is, I can go there. And I can stay calm.